Hello, welcome to the Journey Artists Around the World. I am your host, Kiana the Artist. And the podcast is called the Journey Artists Around the World. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Journey Artists Around the World. The Journey Artists Around the World is a platform designed for artists to market their content and promote their crafts by showcasing their artists' talents, ability, gifts, and powers. The platform is also offers opportunity for audience to hear, learn, and get inspired. Through this program, we will open your mind to share and listen. It is important for us to state that creatives who have become different struggles, such as depression, drugs, discrimination, disabilities, and highly welcome to become forward and share their life stories. And today we have our guest, Sophia Flop. Sophia, are you there?
Yeah. So, I'm here. Thank you. Yeah, Sophia Falco.
And how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, thanks. Excited to be here.
We are so excited for you to be here tonight. This is our guest. And can you tell us where you're from?
Yeah, I'm calling in from the Bay Area in California.
That is so nice. How is the weather there?
Pretty good, a little bit warm, but it's nice for sure.
All right, very nice. And our topic for tonight is what it's like to be creative. Can you tell your audience about that tonight?
Definitely. So I was thinking a little bit about this morning, and I was thinking, you know, creativity comes with for me kind of like childlike wonder, you know, like seeing the world kind of like with new eyes and whatnot, really taking it in and the details and kind of being in awe of different things. And with that can translate into really beautiful poetry and add depth and sophistication to that childlike wonder.
That is so nice. And can you tell us on your journey as an artist, as a poet, and how's life been as an artist?
Yeah, so I've been writing poetry for about 7 years now. And I was working on a piece, and it came to me that words are my saviors on paper. So poetry means almost everything to me. And I work on my craft, and I just live the life as a poet.
Nice. Being an artist is very creative. So what would you say on your accomplishments that you're proud of, and have you published any books or products, any virtual contacts or anything around this time?
Yes, I'm very excited to say my full-length poetry book titled Farewell Clay Dove was published May 20th with Uncollected Press. And I took the cover photograph near Santa Cruz, California, the golden hour. So the like some birds flying about, and you have the cover with the dark and the light, which thematically mirrors what I write about.
And where can I find your books at?
Currently, it just became available on Amazon, which is probably the easiest way to find it right now.
That is amazing. But how many books have you wrote?
Before that, I wrote a chapbook, which means not a full-length collection. That's titled The Immortal Sunflower and was a winner of a chapbook contest in 2019. So Farewell Clay Dove is my full-length debut with Uncollected Press.
Nice. And can you please tell us more about the struggles that you have overcome so far and what's enabled you to overcome some such struggles.
Yeah, so a little bit about myself. I'm also a blogger for the International Bipolar Foundation. I've been blogging for them for over a year now, some articles and creative pieces. And my poetry explores the challenges that living with bipolar disorder one presents through colors, imagery, and metaphor. So throughout my life, I've had a lot of difficulties with mental health. But I always turn back to poetry. Even when sometimes I don't feel like it, when my mood gets worse, I'm like, okay, I really have to push myself here and continue my craft because it, you know, it means so much to me.
That is so wonderful. And we're glad that you overcome that. And what would be your advice to other poets facing similar challenges that you have, and how can you help them to overcome?
Right. Yeah. I would say definitely not be ashamed to seek treatment. I seek treatment and have been in treatment for quite some time now, through therapy and medications and different programs, along with writing. So that's what I would say. You know, there's a lot of stigma out there, but I would say, you know, don't take that upon yourself. And it's brave to seek help, and it's not a sign of weakness to seek help.
That is so nice. So I know you have one of your poems tonight. Are you going to bring us one of your creative poems tonight?
Yes. This will be my second time reading it. It's titled Birdie Hop, and the Raw Art Review are going to publish this one in print. And I was thinking, this one was written not too long ago, maybe a couple weeks back when I was having a hard time. So it's kind of reflected in the piece. But are you ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. You were ready.
Okay. So the title, Birdie Hop. Birdie Hop was my first sentence. And at age 26, I still yearn to fly. I stretch to my fullest wingspan, visualizing while the wind ruffles my black t-shirt like little feathers. My eyes are closed, so I see black. Wearing black and seeing black, suddenly I embody a crow. I cannot go any faster while trying to escape this. I move my wings, but my feet are stuck to the pavement. An endeavor futile, a naive wish, a wish to fly, but that cannot stop me from crying. If I could flap my wings, they'd buckle under the weight of sorrow, buckle under the weight of the world and the weight of the past. Now the present moment is a Picasso painting, a distorted person, maybe couldn't even classify as a person, perhaps a demon. Weird shapes bending reality, but I can still see the humanity, a fractured mosaic of this life and a fractured wing.
That is so beautiful. We just love your creativity and your poems. Do not stop writing. Continue to write. Continue to stay creative. Not just for me, but for your world and for the people with mental illness and people with disability that you can overcome. So, as a poet, what is like to be on this platform, the Journey Artists Around the World podcast?
Yeah, it's a very exciting opportunity, and I'm really grateful you invited me on here. And it's cool how we were able to connect through virtual open mics and how that kind of let us transcend distance because we're on either sides of the country. So, yeah.
Yes, nice. We loving it. All right. So are you ready to do your second poem?
Yeah, definitely. This one is titled Rocket Ship. It is in the section Suspend in my book.
Mm-hmm.
So Rocket Ship. I condense the power of the ocean into one single droplet of water. It was my hot tear that warped time during my 14-day stay in the psychiatric hospital. My body no longer felt like mine. Oh, mania. My nurse told me to paint every day. art therapy, she said, but I could only paint countless red rocket ships that I longed to escape on, to connect my body to my mind that was somewhere lost in space and threatened by a black hole. I could feel she was disappointed in me. I taped up each identical painting to my wall just to realize that part of me was still on Earth. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm hoping the audience is liking it. And thank you, audience, to be listening everywhere around the world. And if you were to offer advice to the next generation poets, which become a We Own poet, what would it be? And what steps would you recommend them to take?
Right. Yeah. So that's kind of interesting. It kind of coincides with my poem Rocket Ship. So this poem was written, I was inspired from a free write, and it was workshopped in a class. However, the professor, he was going off saying, the speaker of the poem's too disembodied. Why is the speaker disembodied? And he rephrased his question five different times. But, you know, I stuck to my poet instinct. I think that's one of the best things a poet can do. So I left it unchanged because I felt like, you know, this is one of my best. And then it turned out to earn third place in the Poetry Matters project. So definitely, you know, follow your instinct and at the same time be receptive to feedback. But, you know, it's just the poet instinct sometimes I think is overlooked in younger poets.
Nice. So I know you have another poem for your audience tonight. And what would it be for tonight?
I do. So this poem is after my favorite poet. His name is Kevith Akbar. So this poem is in response to his. His is titled, Besides Little Goat, You Can't Just Go Asking for Mercy. And mine is, it's a response poem. That's why it's after him. So Besides Raging Tiger, You Can't Just Go Asking for Mercy is my title. So Besides Raging Tiger, You Can't Just Go Asking for Mercy. With claws like that, it's easy to grasp onto prey. But even with dew claws, you cannot write words. It's as if you illegibly scribble with red ink in the snow. I do not touch red pens because they are cursed. New problem. Perhaps you are blessed and provoking violence is just in your nature. Or you are cursed, whereas I am not violent, but once I succeeded at hurting myself. Do you feel pain when burrs get in your paws? The tiniest injury could lead to something monumental. Tiger, tiger, please do not burn bright. Know who you are. You're not a star. Instead, follow their light from the heavens.
Nice. I know the audience is really loving your poems. Being creative is, you know, not just as a poet, but being creative as an artist is more meaning to it. And like you say, you overcome so much when you're writing, and you just overcome, you know, how you feel and mm-hmm. to the world. Let's see. You have another poem for your audience?
I do, yeah. It was pretty cool. The poem I just read was anthologized in by Moonstone Art Center. I think it was, let's see, the title of the anthology, like International Women's Day, like Be Nasty or something like that, because it was coincidentally International Women's Day, but at the same time, Be Nasty Day, the same day. So they combine the 2 days into this anthology. So anyways, so the poem I have next was, in fact, the winner of the Mirabai Prize for Poetry. And that was the end of last year, and also Pushcart nominated. This one holds a lot of meaning to me personally. The you in the poem is the speaker's former self. So just a little context. It's not an external person, but the speaker's former self. So farewell. When we parted, all the water evaporated from the Earth's ocean, so only endless mountains of salt remain, as heavy as the moon, as heavy as my heart. On a pilgrimage in your honor to discover the tallest mountain, I traverse through treacherous terrain, while the sheer sun against the white hurt my eyes, and with every heavy footstep, my black boots crunched the salt, where the sound ricocheted from mountaintop to mountaintop. I prevailed by reaching the sparkling summit, then lay flat on my back and made an angel, sensing her spirit rising while witnessing the pinnacle of the sunset. Its pink rays like roses without thorns. Oh, how I wish I could have bottled up that for you. For the sake of freedom, I shouted, let it rain, well equipped with my lifeboat made out of driftwood. The rain did come, dissolving the mountains, and I saw your reflection in a singular drop.
Nice. We just so creative. Now, where can people find your information from? And you got any events coming up or anything? Let your audience know all about you.
You can find more information about me, sophiafalco.com, my website. I need to update it. I'm doing an event via Zoom for the Cobalt Cafe online. They're actually, the actual cafe, I believe, was in Los Angeles. So I have that upcoming. And definitely the website, I think, would be the easiest way to find more information about me.
Okay.
Definitely. And what else? Oh, I was going to say one more thing, living with bipolar, disorder one, it's not always like smooth sailing. So, there's ups and downs and you kind of have to ride through it. So, recently I've had sort of a setback, but I just keep trying to push forward and do my writing and, whatnot. And so, sometimes in society, they always tell us, oh, you need to be strong and this and that. But I'm trying to be kind to myself and remind myself, being vulnerable, and I do that through my poetry, is an act of strength. So really trying to believe in that. I thought I'd throw that out there.
All right. And I'm hoping everybody be able to check all your information out and everything. And you can look on to myeventbrite.com, Kiana the Artist. And all her information is on there as well. And our social media platforms. So please go check her out. And please go check out her new book. And we were so happy for you to be the guest on the Journey Artists Around the World, which is the journey as well. And find all my information as well, Kiana the Artist, on all social platforms. And we're just so happy for our guests to be on here tonight and to let us know what it's like to be creative as in mental illness, which is bipolar. So guys, go check her out. And more information about more events, just check out KianaTheArtistEvents.com. And also be here again, same time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time zone on Podbean Live. Thank you. Have a great night.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Bye.